Okay, good morning, everybody. Sorry for the delay. Zechadish was Avi Murray, Yaakov Binsel Pichas, Zechadish, and Yelashayna Bas Yeshua Falak, Rafur Shlema, Shlomo Zalman Ben Resya. Okay, so we're in the Machlokes between the Rashba and the Rush. Rush says you can eat all three Chatichas Bevasachas, because Hetan is in Mishapichlios Hetan. So it's all mutter. All the chatichas b'vasachas you could eat. And thank you. That's the opinion of the Rosh. And the Rashba disagrees and says, no, one person could eat all the chatichas, but it has to be zachar zeh. So if you look in the Rashba, so he explains on page 12. He says, "Mstaber the time of the milsmishum the bedvarman of lolam sheevshar lahafrid kol hachatich zvacho kol hachatich chatich b'fnei atzma sarach shishim l'tisha pochus." You see, the Rashba is asking the following question. We know the halacha is the following, that chad betray bottle. That's the general rule, that you have one treif thing, two kosher things, chad betray bottle. Yavish be yavish. So you have the classic example I've always been giving you, the McDonald's and McDovitz. The two McDovitz, one McDonald's. As Rav Shecht always says, the definition of bittel is rov heter miyat iser, and the iser is einu nikar. If the iser is nikar, then it's not a tarofos. That's how he formulates the definition of a tarovus. Trey, that it's rov heter miyat iser, and the iser is einu nikar. So if the iser would be nikar, then it wouldn't be a tarovus. What?
My definition that Isser be the meal plus the
Isser, not necessarily. The Isser could be the roast. The Isser could be. No. Say you have two. Einu nikar means that einu nikar, that this is the iser. In other words, if I have three hamburgers, then two McDonald's, two McDovitz, one McDonald's, and say they all, theoretically, if they all look the same, then you have a tarovus. But if you know which one, that this, the kosher one looks one way, the treif one looks a different way, you can discern it, so then that's not a... But the halacha is that you need chad betray, and that's it. In other words, 2-1 is good enough. And that's it. You don't need 3-1, you don't need 4-1, 2-1.
2-1 mean it has to be 33% less, or it could be 3-2.
You need rove. You need rove. Rove. You can have six pieces that are kosher and five pieces that are treif.
And they're all kosher.
Rove, that's rove. Rove. Well, that's called yovish. That's by yovish b'yovish. Yovish b'yovish are distinct pieces. But then you have a concept of lach b'lach. Lach b'lach. What's the story with lach b'lach? So lach b'lach is when you have, say, a vat of milk, kosher milk, and then you pour treif milk in. So again, you need rov for it to be kosher. But that's only midaraisa. Midrabanan, you need shishim. You have shishim, the amount of the kosher milk to the treifa. Even though midaraisa rova is sufficient, but midrabanan you need shisha. So the Rashba wants to know how come we don't say by yovish b'yovish you should need shishim midraban. In other words, by yovish b'yovish it's rov, and they never made a chumra of shishim. By lach again, yovish b'yovish is separate pieces, like the McDonald's McDonald's, they're not mixed together. We'll discuss. You know, you can just separate disjoint pieces. You just don't know which is which. And lach balach is, it's physically uruf. Lach balach ben b'mi. Like kosher milk and treif milk. There's a word I always like to say over before Yom Kippur. I made a I don't know, it's in the packet, the next, from the Eretz Tzvi, from the Kosher Glover. Is it in the, it's there? No? No, it would be a different packet. It would be a supplement packet. What does have a supplement of the packet?
You have 1A.
And what's the supplement?
Starts.
Yeah, that's something else. Okay, maybe if I'll try to say it over during a Sarasi my tshuva. Eretz Tzvi. I made it later time. Yeah. Okay. But if you don't find it, I'll maybe I'll try to scan it again and put it in. But okay. So that's what the Rashba wants to know. How come Rashba wants to know how come there's no there's no shisha by yavish. That's his question. Just like the shishim by lach balach. He says, V'chol, look inside on page 12. V'chol yavish b'yavish b'yisurim da'alma b'teilim b'rov. V'stabra at the time of the milsim yishub the dvarim ha'nevlolim sh'yavshar l'hafrid kol ha'chatichas v'chol kol chatichas v'chatichas b'fnei atzma tzarech shishim v'yilach b'lach yinit shishim v'yishim ochas v'yishir zah ha'yisr nit'am v'nirgash b'kol. V'afil min b'mino if you have, in other words, there are two types of lach balach. There's lach balach min bamino, like kosher milk and non kosher milk, but it's still milk. And then you have min b'shein amino. You have kosher milk, and you have treif juice, or something like that. So it's min b'shein amino, but it's all mixed in. So if you have shishim, then you'll be nirgash. You'll be margish. If you don't have shishim, you'll be margish the taste of the iser. If you have shishim, then you won't. So when it's min b'mino, there's no taste because it's the same min, but they will go there, atu the other one, atu min b'shein amino. Kevin should connect them in the shame of Minu Nigger, Shakir Midivasu, Aval Yovish, Biovish, Shuyoho Lechel called Hatich Bifneatsma, But yavesh b'yavesh, you could eat each chaticha separately. It's not mixed together. So therefore, ochol kol chaticha b'fnei atzmo, u'sheochol zu, ani omer lo zu hu ha'asura. You see, but there's no need to have shishim by yavesh b'yavesh, because you could eat yavesh b'yavesh separately. By lach b'lach, you don't eat it separately. Lach b'lach, it's all mixed together. By yavesh b'yavesh, you could eat it separately. So since you could eat it separately, so then there's no need to be gozer atu. Because in other words, you only goes there by lach b'lach mim b'mino adu mim b'sheinu mino, because if you don't have shishim by mim b'sheinu mino, you're going to be tasting the iser. In contrast, the mim b'mino, there's no taste, but it goes there adu mim b'sheinu mino. But when it comes to yavish b'yavish, so it's each one is eaten separately, so therefore you're not necessarily. So therefore, one second. Aval yavish b'yavish yochel lechol kol chaticha b'fnei atzmo, ochol kol chaticha b'fnei atzmo, u'kesho ochol zu, ani omer lo zu, hi ha'asura, v'chem chol achas, ta'achas, shochel achrona, shebukul amini omer b'ma, shekvar nechal haya, ha'isur, zoshel heter hu, v'fichach ochol kol achas b'fnei atzmo, v'enu choshish. V'kemi sheisham kedei shir bridol, b'doraisi chab b'trei bottom. V'efshol omer b'chol achas, shema achshav, Eino ochel as a iser kilbo off with the ram shalom tzricha shisha b'shar yisurim. Dachol lechol kol achas be'atzma. In other words, because any when you're having yavish yalach b'lach, and if you don't have shishim, and it would be min b'shein amino, you'd be tasting every time. You'd be tasting the iser. But here, you're not necessarily tasting the iser right now, because every time you could say it's the other chaticha. It's the other chaticha. Well, but that's only if you're eating it separately. But to cook them together, so then you're tasting each one at the same time. So that's why you can't do basachas. So basically, as Rabbi Samuel pointed out, the Rashi was just explaining why they didn't make a gzeira midrabanan by of shishim by yavish b'yavish.
I don't really explain why it has to be basachas.
It can't be, in other words, because if it would be vasachas, so then there's a possibility you'll be, any given time, you're going to be tasting iser had it been, say, min b'sheinu mino.
Does that mean it's dead without?
Right, so that's what Rabbi Saul pointed out. That's what we said yesterday, that the Torah Habayis is mashma, that the whole din of not eating it with vasachas is only did the rabbanon. He's only explaining how, if you look in the context, he's only explaining how come they didn't make a gzeira de rabbanon to require shishim by yavish b'yavish. And that's what he explains, because yavish b'yavish, you could eat it separately, and therefore you're not eating, at any given time, you're not necessarily tasting any isk.
So the Rashi was saying, how come we don't have the din de rabbanon of shishim?
Because since yavish b'yavish, you're going to eat it zachar zeh. So
he's saying.
Well, yavish b'yavish yochel, because since yochel lechol kol chaticha b'fnei atzmo, so therefore he should eat. Therefore, he's mandated to eat kol chaticha b'fnei atzmo. Uchshochol zu ani omer lo zu hi asura b'chem kol achas v'achas shochol achronu shabekula ani omer b'mashukvar nechol ha'isur v'zo shel heter hu fichach ochol kol achas b'fnei atzmo v'ena choshesh. Kevi sheisham deshir bishol d'oraisa b'oraisa habetrei bottom. And therefore, you really should need shishim.
Rabbi.
So 1 second. So that's the that's what he's saying.
Rabbi.
So, 1 second.
Oh.
He says so. He's only saying it in the context of why is it we don't require shishim b'yavish b'yavish. Why do we say you need 60 McDonald's, McDovitz to one McDonald's? But we don't, because each one is eaten, can be eaten separately. Therefore, it has to be eaten separately. And therefore, right. And therefore, there's no chashash of the margish, the tam. If you would have a min machine, had to min machine of me. But by milk, if we're afraid that if you can have kosher milk and non-kosher milk, it tastes the same, and if you don't have shishim, you might come to then have kosher milk with treif juice, say, and you'll be margish.
You have 3 bottles of milk.
So that's yavish b'yavish. It's the separate. Yavish b'yavish means it's separate entities.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
So what exactly is the case of yavish b'yavish b'min she'ein omino? Because it needs to be that it's not nicker.
So Avram Levin asked the Shach's kasha. Shach is the kasha. How do you have yavish b'yavish b'min she'ein omino? So he gives different terutz. One is that it's very small pieces, so you can't see. Or you have, say, a treif animal. One treif animal, 2 kosher animals, and the meat looks the same, but one came from a treif animal.
Isn't that min bimino, though?
No. So say you have, I'm sorry, two different animals, but one.
Let's make a volume ladder.
One is we don't know which one is the treif one.
One is pig and the other two are cow.
No, one was shechted improperly, and so they all look the same.
If they're all from the cow, isn't that min
bimino? But let's say they say it's the simple teretz is like it was. It's little pieces, so you can't see the difference because they're so little to
chop it up like sloppy goat.
But we'll see. We're going to have a packet on that.
Maybe according to Rashba, a person is allowed to eat 2 pieces together, and be told that the third one is the treif. Is that correct?
Yeah. So in other words, Rav Katan is saying that according to the Rashba, you should be able to eat 2 together. And well, in other words, the complaint is that you shouldn't eat all 3. Because you could always say that the treif was in the other one. So what Rav Yosef Katan is saying is that as long as you're not eating all 3 at once,
that's much worse.
You're okay.
So you're saying one of the two
saying
either
certainly that one is. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, but then no, you have rove, but you can eat them. You can eat if you have the 3 pieces of Yosef Katan is saying you don't have to eat at 3 different times, you can eat it 2 different times. Because
that one is the answer, and then having it.
So maybe the answer is in the other one.
Oh, once you eat it, then you say I've already eaten.
Yeah, but if you eat it with 3 at the same time, then there will be a problem. Okay, so that was the this I heard from Rabbi Sauer many years ago.
But Rabbi, is that really true though? Because maybe you don't have a rove. Maybe it's only mechza.
Oh, you have a rove.
I'll tell you why. Because when you have 2 pieces, one is for sure kosher. The question is, the second one, is it kosher or not? So now you have One that you're not eating?
You have three pieces.
I know, but when you're eating two at the same time, then one is for sure kosher. So then it's only the second one that you're eating that is a suffer.
But it's bottled. It's bottled.
It's but now it's no rov because it's mechza al mechza.
No. But I want you to understand why you're wrong.
Okay.
It's not enough that I'm telling you you're wrong. You have to understand why you're wrong. In other words, what makes the rov? What makes the rov is all the pieces that are in the suffix. Those are the three pieces that I have in front of me. And I don't know, one each of these three are a candidate of being the issur. I have other pieces in my fridge that are for sure good. That's not part of the, because they're not part of the suffix. What makes, in other words, what makes a taruvus? So if you have things that are mixed together, so the like in milk, the physical mixture makes the taruvus. But what makes the taruvus over here? It's whatever is in my scope of doubt. That is the taruvus. Doesn't matter if I'm eating one at a time, two at a time, three at a time, that's so the scope of doubt is every all these three pieces are in the scope of doubt. So then it's butter. How I go now about to eat it, that's a separate question. So the Rush says, eat it all at once because it's butter. The Rashba says no, because it would be if you eat it at once, then we should be gozer to and make it shish.
That's what we'll get, if they have shlachwort.
No mechila. Mechila?
Yeah.
No mechila.
After he eats it, says, well, I ate an isser. So you always say, this one is the isser, or I'm already eating
an isser. No, because it's butter. It's butter.
So all these ones also work for areas like also with color. Like, if I have two vegan burgers that have vegan cheese on it, all part of it, and one cheeseburger, that actual cheese, actual cheese. So I can assume that it's part of the rov also there. And then
if there's a suffix, if there's no way of telling the difference.
An impossible burger. Yeah, make it really easy. Two pies, three pies of pizza. They look exactly the bigger and cheese. Two come from grandma's and one comes from a red fish pie. It's the same exact box. Cheeseburgers might be able to tell like hard.
But if the taste is different, then it won't be a tarovus. Because it's taste, then it'll be nicker. It's nicker is then there's no tarovus.
But it applies to like the pizzas that they usually make, sometimes a lot of times pizza sauce.
So again, if you can't tell the taste, if the taste is the same, I don't know if the taste is going to be the same.
Let's say you've never had the pizza twice, first time in.
But the taste is the same, and it looks, I mean, there's going to be a machlokes about this. But simple shot, if the taste is the same, and it looks the same, even when one is treif and one is not.
I don't know if the taste is the same without eating.
So then you shouldn't eat it.
But then we said, very good. We said, no, you should not.
It's the din of the Torah if it's a tarufus. The tarufus is only if Einu Nikra is.
Not bad.
Yeah. Okay, so that was this. So Rabbi Sauer, is the Rabbi in the Talmud Chacham in LA. So he gave one year in the 80s, a couple of years ago. He gave the Shiurim, and I heard of a tape that the Shiurim he gave in Yerodeya. So he said that Pashtus is, he read the Rashba, and it's only the Rabban. But then years later, I was in the Satmar Shul of Chol HaMoed Sukkos. I saw Rabbi Shul Cohen, Shas Cohen, gave a shiur about Bittul B'Schach. So he said over the Taz. Now, I'm not sure I put it with the Gra in this packet. So that's why I told Avi to get me the Shulchan Aruch. The Gra is in Simon Kuf Tes, Sif Karton Tes. That's where the Bir HaGra is. So I don't know if I made it into the...
the main packet or
Kuf tests, Sif cotton tests in the graph. So it's on page 29. Yeah, we have it. Let me see. No. You see it? Yes? No. Not there. The next page. Kuf, Simit Kuf test, Siv cotton test. When I Xerox this, I only got up to Ches. Siv cotton Ches in the grow. You see, test is not there. Because I wasn't planning to discuss this grow, so I didn't know about this grow. And I made it back in until Shas Cohen sent over this grow. He lives in Yerushalayim. He's a magachir in the, I told you, the yeshiva Chutzal Chesed. I have a Talmud there, that yeshiva, Chutzal Chesed. I don't have too many Talmudim there, but most of my Talmudim are not a Chutzal Chesed, but I have one Talmud. So he points out, if you look carefully in the Gra, he says, Kachos of Rashba, Shitosho Shetam Aheter, Yishum, in other words, so he's, if you look in the Gra, if you have it in front of you, so he's saying that's the pshat in the heter of bittel. The heter of bittel is based on tliya. That's what the heter is. So you have to have a scenario of tliya that each time you could be that you're eating, you could be toila on something else. And if you don't have a tliya, then you don't have bittel. So it's mashma. So what Rav Yehoshua Cohen was saying is mashma that it's that's the yisod hadover. So that's a deraisa halacha. That's you could maybe read it into the Rashba also.
What? That's how I was. But the reason that there's no shisha here, no raisa, it's already sound that.
Okay.
So you're reading it with that. There's no need for shisha. Is there a shisha? Or is there a that?
Yeah, okay, so you want to, okay, good. So he said over, I used to go to the Shir. I go usually every Chol Moed to Pesach and Sukkot to Samra to Williamsburg. I collect stock, as you know, I collect stock. But I used to take my guys, we used to go to the Shir. But then it took too long, giving the Shir and the stock was, you know, But it was always a Maggid Shir. So he gave a Shir, that Chol HaMoed, on Bittul B'Sukkah, Bittul B'Schach, you have Kosher Schach, Apostle Schach. He gave a whole Shir, and then he said over this Gra. And he said, Nit Lavust. It's not a famous Gra. Not a famous Gra. But he's saying it's a Dindarais. Because he's explaining that's the sod how bittul works. That's what it has to have a clean. Okay, Rabbi Avram, you understand what I'm saying to you? Rabbi Avram Levin. Yeah?
Yeah, I hear.
Yeah, okay. Now, there's more to say. By Lach Balach. By Lach Balach. So that's a different type of bittul, because that's a din of tam. So Vavela, if it's too much, you know, Right. No, but if you hold Tom Kieger's the rice, no, because Mimamino, there's no Tom. There's no different Toms. So you're not going to taste Tom this.
You need a rove.
You need a rove. If you don't have a rove, you don't have a bit. If rove is a bit of Tlia, If Rove is a din of Tliya, If Rove is a din of Tliya. No, so if it's Mimimino, so then there is no. Brother Barov. So he's saying that, right. So he's saying, how does it work by a Dover Lach? So it could be a Dover Lach, it's different. It's a different din of it. Because there is, since it became mixed together, then the rove overtakes. But here, it's different pieces. So it's not a din of being subsumed under the other thing, because it teaches that the suffix is what makes the tarovus, but it's not a physical mixture.
You could also say, it's an interesting one burger app, right? But they're both burger app or app.
Yeah.
So two different types of.
Right, and that's what Rav Chaim Brisker said last time. That we Achrei Rav had to teach us different. Right.
But these are both on the road. That was a little too much for the
Within Batal Barov. Within Batal Barov. Within Batal Barov. Yeah. Yeah, what you're saying is a very good point.
Correct. By Yavi, you think it's no longer rope. You got one burger, and you throw it in your freezer somewhere. Now only have a burger.
Okay, we'll see about that also. Okay, but I like it. Your horror is good. I like your horror. That the horror, in other words, if it's a principle, it's an ekroni thing. So then you'd have to say that the two types of that the din of lach b'lach and yavish b'yavish is working on two different planes. That's a good point. I like that point,
Ravi. In the Vilna Gaon, he says that the Af Pimino Tzarch Mikol Malkam Shisha Midarabanan.
Where are you reading?
He says,
Where are you reading?
In the Gra that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Uchashitato Shatama Hatter Mishum Nichol Echad Amrinan Zaha Hatter.
I don't see what you mean.
From the beginning of the Grod.
Mashenkin
Kanshin no Saint Tom Bikulam.
Sarach
Mikol Bakum Shishim Mirabanan.
Right.
What does that mean? What does he mean when he says here you need Shishim? Is it talking about because in the Rashba he said that you're not allowed to cook them. He says you're not allowed to cook them together. In the Rashba, it says, Aval levashlon yachad osir. Shari chazar isir lisar v'meheter. If you take a look in the Rashba, it says, Aval levashlon yachad osir. Shari chazar isir lisar
v'meheter. Yeah, because if you're going to cook them together, right, so then you're making it lach b'lach, because then the tam of each one is going into the other. It's not destroyed pieces.
The Rashba says you're not allowed to, and the Vilna goes.
Right, you're not allowed to. In other words, you have to eat them separately, and if you cook them, that's not called eating separately, even if you eat them separately, because once you cook them, then you're eating each piece has the tams from the other pieces. No. The Rosh.
Isn't the Vashlam like Lach B'Lach?
Yeah, once you Vashel it, that it's Lach B'Lach. But and then the Rosh.
But I'm saying the Vilna Gaon saying and you could do
Rosh,
it with.
She also holds that, I mean, there's the Rosh that you can't eat B'Vasachas. Then you consider eating, even if you eat it separately, you consider eating it B'Vasachas because you already B'Vashel it. So, but the Rosh would say that's okay.
So the Vilna Gaon saying that. You need that the Rashba hold. You need shishim to cook
it. You can eat them all together. You can cook them all together. I don't think that's such a good fetish. You could eat them all together. So
according to Rashba,
in other words, he's saying only a din d'rabbanan.
Yes, and then d'rabbanan is prevented from cooking it.
Because he didn't have this whole question. Yeah. Okay. Okay. It's good. Still we thread through. I appreciate your that's why you come to Shia.
The run is last one clarify. We said in the rush, once it's about the baroque, the yellow and the yellowish, it's now what we have there. And now cooking together. There's no more problem, it's all under.
Yeah, just like you can eat it all together, so you can cook it together and eat it separately.
And we had two ways in our rush. One way was
Of a sour, not sour, that said that Rashi only said that
represents
the rush. So according to him, if you cook it together, will be the din. If you cook it together, for the rush, so then you violated the din
derabanan. But okay, so okay, violated the derabanan, do you eat them or now it's
no, yes. The Ramban is getting it.
But part of the Din Ramban is also that if you cook them together, it's considered.
Okay. Okay. There's more to say. Take a look. It's good. It's important that we thresh. That's what learning is about. It's what we're both saying. In other words, a person sometimes just hears and, just writes that, back shackle of a tiger. That's what learning is about. That's why you have to be here, because you can't ask the questions. Unless you're on Zoom. That's been Zoom. Ash on Zoom. Not a gorged. Okay. We still have more to say on this packet. We finished, but let me show you one or two more things. You have chulin and daf kuf here. Help me find chulin and daf kuf.
Page 17.
Says Tosis, the top Tosis. Don't shame a little bit, but I think I'm going to have a bottle of broth. A few years of the Rabbana like, Umiyu, Shema Lachad Gabra Hayas. Ooh, look at the Tosis there. He says it could be Shema, that when you Matzel Yavish B'Yavish, that it can't be eaten by one person. Shema Lechad Gavra Haya Osu. So we never saw this before, right? Because we always been saying that for sure it can be eaten by the same person, but just whether it's Basachas or not. So Tosis gives a new.
Sorry, Rabbi, which Dvar I'm asking? Tosfos, is it Kuf? Daf Kuf?
Page 17.
Yeah.
Tosis, the top Tosis, the end of the top Tosis.
Beir Yashani?
Top Tosis.
Oh, okay. Shema Echaz Dabra. Okay. Thank you.
Now let's look at page 18. The smog. People don't look at smogs the way they should. I told you from my regular. I told you about the smog and rod. So there was there used to be a blind rabbi here in the neighborhood that I was very close with, Joseph Winevsky. So he used to go here to shear by Rav Gershon Zaks. Rav Gershon Zaks was the Chafetz Chaim's grandson. His father was here in YU, he was the Bochin in YU. as I told you, that the Mishnah Berurah was finalized in this building. Told you that? Maybe I said it to the other shul. But Mendel, Rav Mendel was the Bochen here. Mendel Zaks. He was the Chofetz Chaim son-in-law. And he finished up the Mishnah Berurah in this building. That's why this building is special. It's a landmark, this building. You can't tamper with this building. The other buildings, you know, they're not landmarks. This building is a landmark. Mendel Zaks was in this building. So he said in the Rad, if they didn't have enough Sifrei Torah and Simchas Torah to dance with the Torah, they would give out smocks, people to dance with the smock. So today, most people don't even have smocks. So smog is So he says, Shanir Perkin and Noshakin. Yeah. Hey, Shemim, we meet up with all the young people, the Baron, a few people, the Sofa, the Kochas, Shnebri, and the Babal, all the Echach, Yochal, the Vade. Isur Yeshua Hafner. So that's the same sheet that we saw of Tosis. That the smog is machmir. Because he's saying before it is that you need what? You need a tliya, not only in the pichas, but you need a tliya to say that it's a possibility that I didn't eat the treif. That bittul only works if you have a, you can be toilet on someone else. Okay? We didn't have the Rosh and the Rashba don't say that. But he says that.
What's the difference? If it's someone else or if it's the other Chaticha? Tliya is a Tliya.
Tliya is a Tliya. Okay?
Rabbi, can you just explain a little better what's happening? Are all three pieces being eaten?
Okay, let's assume. Or we'll see. What if like Rabbi said the other day, there's a sheet of whether you have to throw out a piece. And then you could be told on the piece that you threw out.
And if you throw out one piece, it doesn't affect the rove again? Doesn't make it
15? Because again, you had the rove, you had the bittul. What created the rove? Taruvus is the suffix. So now what do you do? So the Rush says you can eat all three, b'vasachas. Rashbash, you can eat all three, but not b'vasachas. And the smog and toista say that you can't eat all three. If you eat all three, then vada you did an avera. So then, you can't do that. Then the question is Tosas smart a Dindaraisa or a Dindarabana? Then you could clear. But that's what Tosas smart say. Okay, Shabosa, we're going to stop here.
So Tosfos is comparing this to all Hilchos Safek, like two people walked on a shvil, they don't know which one they walked on. This is Dava Tamei, so they both come together, they're both Tamei, but if they come separately, they're Torah.
Yeah, so that's...
That's a Dinan Sfeikis, but is Bittul...
He's saying that Bittul also... So it could be it's only, he's only saying it as a Chumru B'drabanan, that it looks... It looks weird. It looks awkward. You can mechalpel whether the din of Tosfos and the din of Smag is the din d'oraisa or the din d'rabbanan. But the other Rishonim didn't hold for that. They never said that. The Rash for the Rush.
That was just a shayla b'vasachas or not?
Right.
But the same person could eat it two separate times.
Yeah, but they say no.
Doesn't the language of Yesh Lahachmir mean it's Derabanan?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's only a Chumra Midrabanan. Okay, but we have to see more. There's still a lot more to say. I want to explain things. Okay, so before we leave, this is the last year of the Yerdeya, this Tavshin Pe'alf. Not the last year, Tavshin Pe'alf. Okay, and then, so that means that next week we're not going to have Shir because Monday is Erev Yontif and Wednesday is Rosh Hashanah. So, but during your service in Mitshuva, then we'll have Shir. You have to remind me to do the, there's a Kajig lover that I like to say over during your service in Mitshuva about these topics. It has to do with Yom Kippur. And so don't let me get away with forgetting to say it.
Rabbi. Yeah. On Sunday, Rabbi Tuckman will give his Chazar Shir at 10 o'clock on Zoom.
It doesn't have to be.
Zoom day for
Yeshiva. I understand it's a Zoom day for Yeshiva, but if you're here, you can sell it.
Rabbi, on Sunday.
Get it open. But we can, you can come, we can do it outdoors. I mean,
Rabbi.
Yeah.
On Sunday, Rabbi Tuckman will do Chazara. Rabbi
Tuckman is going to start giving Shirei Chazara.
On Sunday at 10 a.m. on Zoom.
Speak to Rabbi Avram Levitt. Excellent Shirei that he gives on Chazara. So he's going to start. Let me wish 1 second. Don't leave it yet. Well, I want to wish everyone a Tziva Chasima Toiva. Is this the last Shirei of the Yerdeya till after Rosh Hashanah? So wish well. Wish everyone a Tziva Chasima Tova and Haron Jonah. Well, Tziva Chasima Tova, you should all be well, and we should be able to have good health, and able to support ourselves, our families, all Israel, and we should be able to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There shouldn't be any reasons to not have to come to Yeshiva. All these things should be bottled. It's already bottled. And it's hapich. And the only one should be well. Okay, call to Siva Hasiva Tov.